I looked around. Just a dark street, the spitting rain, the worn steps of number 10 climbing up to a dingy, peeling door. I clambered up and banged the knocker before my courage deserted me. No answer. I banged again. The rain was falling harder, and despair rose in me like a wave. I pounded and pounded until my fist ached, until I saw the minute twitch of a curtain beside the door. "I know someone's in there!" I wrenched the door handle, blinded by the rain. "Let me in!" To my surprise, the handle turned, and I flew inside, falling at last off my impractical shoes. I hit the floor of the dark hallway on my knees, tearing my stockings, and then the door banged shut, and I heard the click of a pistol being cocked. Her voice was low, graveled, slurred, ferocious. "Who are you, and what the bloody fuck are you doing in my house?" The street lamps sent a blurry light through the curtains, half illuminating the dark hallway. I could see a tall, gaunt figure, a straggle of hair, the fiery end of a lit cigarette, the gleam of light off a pistol barrel pointing straight at me. I should have been terrified, recoiling from the shock and the gun and the language. But fury had swept aside the last piece of my feel-nothing fog, and I gathered my legs under me to stand, torn stocking sagging. "I'm looking for Evelyn Gardner."
"I don't care who you're looking for. If you don't tell me why I've got a damned Yank breaking into my house, I'll shoot you. I'm old and I'm drunk. But this is a Luger 9mm P08 in excellent condition. Drunk or sober, I can take the back of your skull out at this range."
"I'm Charlie St. Clair," I said, pushing the wet hair out of my eyes. "My cousin, Rose Fournier, went missing during the war, and you might be able to help me find her." Abruptly, the electric wall lamp switched on. I blinked in the rush of harsh light. Standing over me was a tall, gaunt woman in a faded print dress, her graying hair straggling around a time-ravaged face. She could have been 50, or she could have been 70. She had the Luger in one hand and a lit cigarette in the other. She kept the pistol steadily trained on my forehead as she raised the cigarette to her lips and took a long drag. Bile rose in my throat as I saw her hands. Good God, what had happened to her hands?
"I'm Eve Gardner," she said at last, "and I don't know anything about this cousin of yours."
"You might," I said desperately, "you might, if you'll just talk to me."
"That's your plan, little Yank?"
Her hooded storm gray eyes surveyed me like a contemptuous bird of prey.
"Burst into my house at nightfall, no plan, and I'm betting no money, on the chance I'd know something about your missing friend?"
"Yes." Faced with her gun and her scorn, I couldn't explain why the chance to find Rose had turned suddenly all-consuming in my wrecked life. I had to come.
"Well,"
Eve Gardner lowered her pistol,
"I suppose you'll want tea."
"Yes, tea would be—"
"I don't have any."
She turned and made her way back down the dark hall, walking long, strided, and careless. Her bare feet looked like an eagle's claws. She weaved a little as she walked, the Luger swinging freely at her side, and I saw she still had a finger through the trigger. "Crazy," I thought. "The old cow is crazy."
"Keep up,"
she said without turning, and I scurried after her.